Hello, everyone. Welcome to episode number 249 of the Big Mouth Small Words podcast. I'm once again going to be straying from the book. One more week. I've gone over it, but I'm on vacation, okay? No reading for me in New Hampshire. Instead, I thought it would be good to make a podcast about how to gain clarity in your life. Because a lot of listeners have reached out about not being sure of their purpose or what they should do or what their next move needs to be. So I said, screw it. I feel like with myself, things didn't kind of fall into place until I saw the whole picture. So I think clarity is important. And as someone who has struggled with feeling lost or unsure about my path in life, I know how important it can be and how important it is to have clarity. You know, living a life without direction can be frustrating. It can be demotivating, but gaining clarity, it's going to require some effort. It's going to require some self-reflection, but it's so worth it. And these are a few strategies. I've broken it down into four, as the title so eloquently states. I got a few strategies that have helped me gain clarity in my life. I'm going to start with number one. Identify your values and priorities. Our values and priorities guide our decisions and our actions. Without a clear understanding of what's important to us, it's tough to find a path that aligns with our goals. Take some time to think deeply about what you value most in life. Is it your family? Your career? Is it your health? Is it someone else? Once you've identified your values, rank them in priority. And what I would say, for instance, is like, if you value your career the most, it may be time to prioritize professional development opportunities and seek a career coach or a mentor who can help you to achieve your goals. But you're going to have to figure out what would work best for you, obviously. But I would say that's a huge thing, is to identify your values and your priorities. Number two, you have to set clear goals. Once you've identified your values and priorities, setting up clear goals can help you with everything. I mean, goals give us something concrete to work toward and a clear idea of what we want to achieve. Without goals, we're all just aimlessly wandering around hoping for something or someone to come our way to figure everything out. Set goals that align with your values and priorities, and everything is going to start to fall into place. For instance, if you value adventure and travel, your goal might be to take one international trip per year. You know what I'm saying? Having a clear goal like this gives you direction, it gives you purpose, and it will help to give you clarity. Number three, evaluate your lifestyle. And this is a big one. Often, we're so busy with our daily routines that we forget to evaluate our lifestyles. An unhealthy lifestyle that includes poor sleep habits, unhealthy eating, and a lack of exercise can contribute to feeling lost and being overwhelmed. Reevaluating your lifestyle and making necessary changes, that's huge, man. That's how you're going to gain a lot of clarity. I mean, this is a huge thing for me. And for instance, if you notice that you're not getting enough sleep or you're not eating well, make a commitment to change those habits. You know, getting exercise, eating healthy, and getting enough sleep, these are all going to lead to better mental and physical health, which is going to help you gain focus. And once you're focused, you can take on anything. But I mean, listen, I lived that life. Oh boy. I lived that life for a long friggin' time. Patrick Kearns loved him some pizza, Mountain Dew, you name it. I loved it. And by the way, that didn't just change. You know, like, I'm eating bison bowls every day. I'm doing what I need to do to get to where I need to go. But a huge thing for me is when I was unhappy, the food is what made me happy. The drinking is what made me happy. Now that, you know, I have the partner that I have, and I have my life, you know, kind of going the way I want, which is kind of what I talked about earlier, is like setting clear goals, identifying your values and priorities. Like, my values and priorities are like, my pride is a huge thing to me, and getting that back was huge. You know, part of me losing to 250 was to prove to myself that I could still do it. That's a big thing. I'm going all in on music, which I have been for the last few years, but having clear goals of how many shows I want to do, how I want to do it, working out every day, it's all basically stacking up enough wins to where you can feel like you can manage or handle anything. That's a big thing. And number four, which is probably the biggest one, the one that means the most, take action. Because without action, none of it matters. You know, gaining clarity requires taking action. It's not just about thinking, planning, or strategizing. It's about taking steps toward achieving your goals and living a life that aligns with your values. And listen, I mean, none of us are the same, you know? Action's going to look different depending on the person that you are. And it's also going to depend on your goals and priorities. For instance, if your goal is to start your own business, taking action may mean researching the market, identifying your target audience, and creating a business plan. Or if your goal is to improve your relationship with your partner, taking action may mean finding a couples therapist, committing to weekly sessions, all those things. If you want to get healthy, you got to start figuring out a diet and doing all those things. But I guess in conclusion, what I'm trying to say is, with these four steps, gaining clarity requires effort, self-reflection, and action. By identifying your values and priorities, setting clear goals, evaluating your lifestyle, and taking action, once you do these things, you can begin to live a life that feels purposeful and fulfilling. And remember, clarity doesn't come overnight. But with intentional effort, you can find your path and you can live the life that you deserve. And that's what I want for everybody. That's what I want for me. I can't tell you how much different it is for me now. I mean, you can definitely hear it in the podcast. You can definitely hear it in my music. I feel like I'm living. And for a long time, I was just living to live. I was here. I certainly listened to a lot of people. It's not like I was doing nothing. I did a lot of things, but everything I did didn't feel like anything. It didn't feel like there was purpose behind it. It didn't feel like, I certainly wasn't happy to do it, you know, going to work, doing all those things. It's not to say that I never had fun, but everything just means more now. I wake up in the morning with a purpose. It's like I took 1,000 energy drinks, except I don't have any like let down or feeling bad about anything. Like it's truly an amazing feeling to start to realize that you're headed in the direction that you've always wanted to head in. It's truly amazing to feel like this, to see the next 5 years in front of you and go, yeah, I have a pretty good indication of where I'm going to go. And at this point, what's cool for me is, even if everything went sideways and it didn't go the way I wanted it to go, as long as I'm with Vanessa and I got my family, I'm not super worried about it. And I think that's the coolest part about gaining clarity, is that you start to realize what's really important and you can prioritize that. So I'm going to end it there. I got to go. I got to go to Moat Mountain. I got to get a couple of Jack and Cokes in me and have a good time. I knew I was going to cough at least once. I love y'all. Thank you for hitting me up. Thank you for listening. I will be back next Monday. Crush this week. Do your thing. I love y'all.